have got sunshine, 27 degrees, liking that. I got a belated birthday to tell you about from our 850 segment. Carla Sheely celebrating today. Carla Sheely, happy birthday to you. It's 9:22 and it's Friday, and I get to talk with Terry Anderson, president of CHI St. Francis. I love this segment. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
And again, bringing me great guests. I said, is there anything you guys aren't doing out there at CHI St. Francis?
You know, we just keep it going.
Holy smokes.
And again, I equate that to the staff. They're just engaged. And even like I told you, Bill, I was walking down the hall and one of the employees walked up and said, when is it my turn on the radio? You know, I said, well, got to come up with a topic.
Right.
Yeah, so I love it. Everybody's engaged. I reached out to Rick this morning because I wanted to ask him some questions on something that's really dear to myself and to the community because it is such a need. And he volunteered. He made sure he made it to our point where we were taking off this morning. And so what better to deliver it from the source than me doing it secondhand?
Okay. And tell us, while you're doing the introductions, tell us what Rick's all about and his connection to CHI.
So Rick Abrahamson is our farm manager, and they started the farm project, and he could probably give you the date, a couple years ago. And it has evolved in a huge project, and it's run meticulously. If anybody were to come out there and look at the whole production, it's just amazing. It's in the corner of our back of our facility, and even when we have people come to visit, it's always just like our gym, you know. I always take them back there and they're just amazed, and the community support that we get to get that some food out into in the homes of people in the community. It's just phenomenal.
I love hearing that. Yeah. Well, I'll let you do the introductions.
So here with me today, I have Rick Abrahamson, and he is going to tell us about our farm project.
Rick, step up to the mic. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in, my
friend. You bet. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about this. How did this all get going? This is like a 2 or 3 year old project?
Well, it's actually a little bit longer than that. I've been with St. Francis for just over 3 years now.
Okay.
And it actually had started before me. We got a grant from our national office to develop a farm at the St. Francis Healthcare campus. And that was about 6 months before I started there that they got the grant. So we were a little bit behind on the get-go because they hadn't been able to hire me quite yet. And I was hired to basically to build the farm. And since then, we have had, this will be our fourth year of production. We started off with just some raised beds and a little bit of outdoor production, built a high tunnel. The second year we had production in the high tunnel, although it wasn't covered yet because I pretty much built the whole thing, about 90% of it myself.
Wow.
So it took a lot of time to do that. And then, so we did have some production that year. And then 2 years ago, this will be our second year with our greenhouse. Again, I built a lot of the greenhouse myself because I was full-time and got a little help from the boss and some other folks at the hospital and some other groups. Built the greenhouse. This will be our second year growing our own plants in the greenhouse. And we've also, this last year, we've developed another outdoor area. So because of the community garden community gardens that we're offering, we've developed another outdoor production area. So we got about 3/4 acre total outside production areas. So I'm looking to get that planted this year. So, I mean, it's been growing by leaps and bounds.
What is your background in, Rick? I mean, it sounds like you hit the ground running with this project, so you knew what you were doing. What did you come from a background like this?
Well, I actually was born and raised in Fargo, and I attended NDSU and got my bachelor's degree in production horticulture from NDSU. My grandparents owned a small garden center in Park River, North Dakota, and they kind of got me going on the horticultural thing, although they got out of the business before I was old enough to take it over, but that's okay. And then from there, I got a master's degree in soil science, also from NDSU. Since then, I've been working extension, teaching at University of Minnesota Crookston, and now here at St. Francis. So
this is genetic. This is definitely something in your blood.
Yeah, I would
Fantastic.
Say so.
So are you looking for help with the project here? Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. My hours are a little bit reduced from what they were in the past since we're no longer building stuff and such. So I'm really looking for a lot of help. Immediate help is needed in greenhouse watering.
Okay.
So with my reduced hours, I'm only going to be there like 3 days a week. Well, the plants need to have water every single day, actually twice a day. So that's a big concern of mine, getting some folks that are local to come in for 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, and do a little bit of watering and make sure everything looks good. And if it looks good, they can go home. If not, they give me a call, and then I get in my car and I come in and take a look.
So how do people, if people listening to this and it's like, yeah, I want to be a part of this, how do they get signed up for it?
Well, the best way would be to send me an email at Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, dot Abrahamson, A-B-R-A-H-A-M-S-O-N, at commonspirit.org, or they can call the hospital and they can put them through my phone, but I'm not in my office very often, so they might be waiting a few days for me to see the message.
So. Right. So looking ahead, do you see this project getting even bigger than what it is right now?
Absolutely. We've added an orchard planted last year from some St. Mary's students. They
wow.
came out and planted trees like crazy. It was phenomenal. We've got 15 apple trees. We've got plans to build a deer fence around that. So yes, we are growing definitely and going places.
Once you harvest this and the crop is in, as they say, what happens then? Where does this food go?
Well, about 90% of our product goes directly to the food pantry, the Richland Wilkin food pantry over here in Wahpeton. I take deliveries there every Monday. And it ranges from anywhere from 50 pounds on up to 200 or 300 pounds of produce, depending on the time of the year.
That's incredible.
So last year, I think we brought them about 2 tons of produce. You name the produce, we pretty much had it. So
fantastic! What a great thing for CHI.
Absolutely.
Rick, again, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it. And great information. Folks, if you missed any of the interview with the information about how to get in touch with Rick, this will be up on our website probably early this afternoon. Terry, step back up. And again, kudos. I can't believe what's going on out there and how great the wheels are turning out at
and
CHI.
Two things that I just want to add to Rick that is phenomenal also is that we have Veggie RX. So if you come to the clinic and, you know, we do a social determinants interview, you know, do you transportation, you know, food, or do you feel safe at home, you know, and if they are in need of food, we give them a voucher and they come in, what, Rick, on every Tuesday or Thursday for vegetables?
Well, they actually have to coordinate it a little bit with our other staff so that they know, so that I know that I have an order, because we don't have a whole lot of participation yet, so mm-hmm. we can't assume that I'm going to have something ready for
That'll
me.
Probably change. That's my fearless prediction.
Yep. And if it does, that's fine. But right. currently I get a text from Joni, and then she says, can I get a box tomorrow? And I have a box for her the next day.
So. Incredible. Good stuff.
Yep. So just looking out. And the other thing is we start producing food that can go out in the middle of May all the way through October because of that high tunnel. So, yeah.
So I love it. I love
impressed.
It.
Pretty impressed. Yes.
It just, it amazes me what you bring me every week because it changes. And it's so forward moving and so varied. And Terry, thanks for stopping by again.
Sure. I'll see you next Friday.
Looking forward to next Friday's edition. Rick, thank you again for stopping in. It's 9:31 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. We've got sunshine, 27 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association is sounding the alarm. It sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture asking Secretary Brooke Rollins to immediately release funding for the Dairy Business Innovation Initiatives. The program was froze last week. The stoppage of nearly $29 million stands to impact 420 dairy businesses nationwide.
Hidden Springs Creamery in Westby is one of them. On the farm, Travis Forgs manages 80 acres and milks 300 sheep for their Farmstead cheese. Before the federal government froze the money, Travis is relying on a $90,000 dairy business grant for a new freezer that's getting installed.
But we also have to pay for it all up front before you get reimbursed. So they're pouring it as we speak. Like, the process of this going on has me now responsible for the $90,000 that I was in the business plan planning on being paid back for.